There's just like fucking eyes wide shut stuff going on in the ladies' room.
What the fuck?
No, it's okay. On this show, you can say fuck.
Welcome to a sick Saturday night on What the Fuck. I'm Josh Hadley, and if you can't tell, I'm not feeling too well. There's no Charlie this week because, to quote his text, I'm sick as fuck and can't make it. So Charlie won't be here. Kat's the only one that seems to have taken antibiotics.
Yeah, I'm sick, but in other ways. Like, my sick moves or something. I don't know, dude. I'm just not ill.
Well, then let's just move right into this week's...
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Kat, tell us about the woman who thinks Frozen was plagiarized from her life.
Oh, yeah. So where was that woman from?
Peru.
So there is a woman in Peru who had written a book about her life, and now she is suing Disney for, I believe, $250 million, claiming that they have based the contents of the movie Frozen on her life.
So, okay, again, I have not seen Frozen. I know you have. It doesn't take place in Peru, does it? Does it take place during a devastating earthquake in 1970? I'm not trying to say this woman's full of shit, but I'm going to doubt she has ice powers and has a little magical snowman that kind of is ambiguously gay. I'm going to just doubt this stuff.
Frozen is very loosely based on The Ice Queen by Hans Christian Andersen. I don't know how it can be based on this other crazy woman's life when it's already based on something else entirely. Now, it doesn't really resemble The Ice Queen that much, but the basic premise is cut from it. And then I read the description that the article provided about what this woman's book is, which is a book about her life that they claim Disney stole. And at no point in time did it mention mountains or superpowers or pretty much anything having to even remotely do with the contents of Frozen. So I'm a little confused about where this woman is coming from.
She seems to think because in her book, conquering personal insecurities led to exploring the reaches of intellect while facing the tragic and untimely death of my beloved sister Lara. That seems to be the extent of the similarities.
Because there has actually never been a movie before in the history that does any of that stuff. Like, never
There's never
before
been anything
film.
About a woman getting over the death of her sister. No, never.
Definitely nothing about challenging intellects or, you know, overcoming obstacles. There has actually just never been a movie like that. So now that we've said it, I can see where she's coming from, yeah.
Isabella Tankumi, if I'm probably butchering that, you're full of shit. I think what she wants to happen is Disney to just go away, here's $1 million. Just go away.
And you know what?
They bite them too.
If nothing else, it might bolster the sales of her book. But I doubt it. Because, you know, if I were going to try and stupidly sue somebody, I would not stupidly sue Disney. Because Disney has mouse-eared army of really, really good lawyers, and you will not stand a chance. And if you are very, very lucky, they will just throw money at you to make you go away. But you probably won't be that lucky.
Since we're talking about cartoons and dumb things, what about how Fox thinks the new Popeye movie, which isn't even out yet, is ushering in a phase of, quote, wussification of America? Because they released a 5-minute clip of the new movie, the CGI animated movie of Popeye. He doesn't have a tattoo anymore. And he doesn't smoke. Now, keep in mind, this is only in this 5-minute clip. Who knows what else is in the movie, okay? So this is only in the test footage. He has no tattoo and does not smoke. They went off for over 20 minutes about how real men have tattoos. Real men smoke pipes. How Thor now being a woman in the Marvel Universe is also aiding in the wussification of America.
I don't know if these people have ever seen a Schwarzenegger movie or a Stallone movie. The fact that there's been 3 Expendables, I think, is a pretty good indicator that we are not as a whole really that wussified. Do we do this to our children? Yes, absolutely. But there are laws in place, like you're not allowed to show smoking like on TV and stuff. There are certain things in place that are there for a reason. So if Popeye's not smoking, okay, whatever. I don't care. No tattoo, that's an artistic choice. Whatever. I don't care. As long as they are correctly capturing the spirit of Popeye, then I don't really care at all. These aren't people who are actually even going to go see this film, so why do they care? It's just some dumb kids movie. Who cares?
I think this leads to a larger topic, though, which is, what does it mean to be a man? You know,
be a man.
They outright say real men have tattoos. Cat, real men have tattoos. These are old white men. I'm going to guess none of them have a tattoo. So, hey, Fox News contributors, show me your tattoo to show me you're a real man. Do you smoke a pipe? No, you probably smoke Newports because, you know, Newports are women's cigarettes. Real men smoke pipes. I'm so sick of this alpha male real man bullshit. Cat, you weren't born yet. In the 80s, there was this big thing about the wussification of the male, kind of the same thing that if you showed compassion or you took the woman's feelings into account, or God forbid you made sure a woman had an orgasm in a relationship, well, that wasn't being a real man. That was the wussification of the 80s male. What the fuck does this shit mean?
It's the culture that a lot of the Republican Fox commentators were raised in is this whole result of the 50s. The man has to be the breadwinner and the woman is subservient, and anything that is even remotely associated with women is belittling. And when you step away from some stereotype, then that's wussifying it and making it girly, which is, of course, a bad thing. Being feminine is a bad thing. And this is so extremely harmful for both genders. And I think this is, it sort of goes without saying, because I think we've talked about this.
I think it's straight out sexism.
No shit. But it's not even that it's just, oh, it's terrible. It's extremely harmful because you are teaching inequality to young people by saying, well, you know, you're not a real man until you do this, or you're not a real man until you do that. And it's fucking stupid because you are basically saying you're not your gender until we've fucking said so. And how can you expect anybody to come to any kind of like firm identity about themselves if they are constantly reinforced with the whole idea of a real so-and-so does this? It's fucking ridiculous. And it's what creates it keeps the alpha male idea going, that men have to be in charge, and specifically have to be in charge of women. And that they're,
and
you know,
weaker
that
men.
And weaker men. And it's really, really harmful because now you get all of this testosterone-fueled wannabe dominance over everything and everyone. How people get lost, like men, like not wanting to get directions because it's seen as wussy to get directions from somebody if you can't fucking navigate the stars. Like, it's stupid. And you shouldn't try and keep that going just because, you know, it worked for you or your mom or something, you know? Like, we're past that time. That time is over. And if you can't...
Actually, it's not. Because,
well, it should be.
I'm not disagreeing with you. Just last week on Fox again, they blamed women being date raped on women.
Oh, of course they did.
You have to know if you're around a bunch of teenage or early 20s guys at a frat party, you have to know there's a good chance you're going to be date raped, so it's your fault for putting yourself into that position. Literally, one of the Fox News contributors wrote a column titled, "Drunk Female Guests Are the Gravest Threat to Fraternities." I'm going to quote some of this, okay? "We have very little control over women who walk in the door carrying enough pre-gaming booze in their bellies to render them unconscious before the night is through. Based on new standards being promulgated on campus, all consent is null and void the minute a woman becomes intoxicated, even if she is your fiance," unquote. He later goes on to explain that women should have a legitimate fear going into a frat house because it's just, that's the culture. If you get drunk or hang out with a bunch of guys, you might get raped. If you don't know that, it's your fault as a woman.
Once again, it's men, well, I should say a very asshole conservative men, blaming the victim for reasons that I still cannot fathom. I really don't understand the victim blaming. I guess maybe it's easier to blame the victim than try and change the way... than to try and change the way that people think. This is disturbing. It's disgusting. And this guy should probably not be allowed to ever speak in public. The whole idea of women should very specifically be in fear, and women should be the ones to take responsibility for everything about themselves that is done to them by other people. It makes women out to be these drunken whores who stumble into fraternities. They make it sound like every single woman who stumbles into a fraternity is already drunk and throwing themselves on men and then passing out.
To be fair, there are some women that do that, just like there are some men who are just ingrained date rapists.
Right. And it's not a general rule by any means. It's not something that, 90% of women go and do this. There's probably not even a statistic on it, because it's just really not the way most people are. But this is the portrait that they're trying to paint. Young women who drink should take responsibility for men raping them because they pass out. And not to mention their condescending idea of consent where, you're not even allowed to fuck your girlfriend because she says no, even though she's drunk and she doesn't know what she's talking about.
But like, remember from last week, no means yes if you know how to spot it.
Right. It's that whole idea of, it's not really, women are just incapable of actually consenting correctly. It's disgusting.
That's
people.
That's what happens when we let you wear shoes and leave the kitchen.
Exactly. I'm just so exasperated with this person that I can't even think. Like, it's so horrible. What a horrible human being.
Well, but this is also the kind of culture, both societally and literally culturally, engenders something like allowing Steubenville to happen. Right. If it wasn't for this macho alpha male, the woman is just there to be used as a fuck toy, Steubenville would not have happened. The cover-up of Steubenville would not have happened. And I know I sound like a feminist, and trust me, I'm not. I'm about as misogynistic as you can get. You know that from off mic. This is ridiculous. This is alpha male bullshit. This is chauvinism taken to an almost cartoonish degree.
And it's dangerous. Again, this is what we're teaching young people. We're teaching young people that it's okay to rape somebody because they should have taken responsibility for it.
She was wearing a really tight outfit, you know? She was asking for it.
Right, and these are the same people who say, well, we're not saying that you should rape people. Like, they're going out of their way to saying, we don't condone rape. We just think that it's okay that men do it because women should take responsibility for them being raped, even though they're unconscious. How about we just teach people not to fucking rape?
Now, to be fair, I might be shooting myself in the foot here. I do think if a woman goes to a frat party and gets herself so sloppy drunk that she passes out, she had to at least know in the back of her head. I'm not blaming the woman. That was a really, really bad decision.
Yeah, because I agree. And this is part of the reality of being a woman in this world, that you have to know that if you go somewhere and you are blackout drunk, you know that there is the possibility that something could happen to you. So that's why a lot of women don't get blackout drunk, because they know that something could happen to them.
Those are the situations where a wing woman really comes in handy, huh?
Yeah. You wonder why people go to, like, girls go to the bathroom in groups, because any fucking thing can happen at any time. And this is just sort of...
I thought that was a weird sex ritual, but damn it.
I mean, you wish it was. There's just, like, fucking eyes wide shut stuff going on in the ladies' room. But no. we don't like to pee alone. Power in numbers kind of thing. But this is the culture that we live in, where women are taught that they should be afraid that something could happen to them. Rather than teaching people, don't do that, it's bad, we teach women to be afraid and take responsibility for what happens to you. You know, if you get psycho murdered, it's clearly your fault at some point in time.
That, I think, is a dangerous place to take this. Not what you said, but where this moves it as a culture. Because placing all of the blame for rape on the victim not only alleviates any responsibility from the victimizer. I mean, I've written articles where I have taken a ton of crap for positing the notion that there is no rape culture in America, that as a culture, there is no rape culture in America. And yet shit like this seems to push towards we want a rape culture in America. So I'm of the position that there isn't rape culture, but there are some people who kind of want it. That's the disturbing part to me.
I think this is a very defensive thing on the behalf of extremely conservative people with traditional values who still kind of see women as property or women as not quite citizens or something where, you know, like the woman is always asking for it. The woman dressed a certain way or acted a certain way or, you know, I don't know, made eye contact or something. You know, back in the day, it was so easy to persecute women because women didn't have rights. Or had minimalistic rights, and women were defined by the men in their lives. And I think there's a, you know, a lot of people now, the older gentlemen now, have a really hard time grasping the idea that women are their own person.
A lot of these older people have a hard time grasping the idea that black people live on the same block as them.
This is true. But there's such a lack of understanding between the sexes, to be honest. Women do live differently than men because of fear that at some point in time they will be seen as weak and they will be targeted because they are a woman and they will be attacked and raped and all this other stuff. And this is stuff that we think about when we walk out of a building and we have our car keys ready to go. And this is what women think about when they, you know, stick up some mace in their purse. This is stuff that women think about on a daily basis to the point where it's ingrained in us to think defensively instead of thinking freely, instead of walking out somewhere with confidence. And I think that's something that a lot of older men don't really get. They don't really understand that we have to think differently, but we shouldn't have to.
And I think it's funny that we got into this discussion because of Popeye.
Because of Popeye.
Yeah.
How did we do that?
I don't know, but we're going to take a break, and then when we come back, we've got more nonsense.
I'd rather die than give you control. I'd rather go home, black as your soul. I'd rather it's about to get loud in this motherfucker. Hottie Fisher's back in the house, bitches. Heart attack in full fucking effect right when Josh Hadley is sick as a dog and sounds like he's going to be spitting his teeth up in a pool of blood. Josh, how you doing today?
Fuck off.
Friendly as always, Josh Hadley, Mr. Happiness, Mr. Good Time Charlie. Hey guys, Hearty Fisher here from Heart Attack, and yes, my month off was extremely busy. Boy, oh boy. Josh, I got to be in my first real speaking role in a major feature film, The Orphan Killer 2, Bound by Blood. I got to go toe-to-toe with the Orphan Killer, and my fight scene, I got involved in fighting with a professional MMA fighter, Matt Horwich, and Matt was a beast, and it was fun, man. I had so much fun doing this. It was a blast. All you actors out there bitching and moaning, go fuck yourselves, man, because when you're directing, that's a real fucking job. The only thing about acting that's difficult is you're kind of naked out there. You could look really bad, and it could be out of your control, but man, I'm having fun acting. I'm having a blast.
Yeah. I'm just trying not to die.
See, more from Mr. Happy. Hey, guys, come on down to Haunted Hollywood Sports. If you're in Southern California, we have something cool for you. That's right, guys. Me and Count Crazy Craig are going to be going to Haunted Hollywood Sports. We're going to be there October 4th on Saturday night, and we're also going to be there on October 18th. And we have special T-shirts with the Soska sisters on them that we just made for this event specifically. So go to AmericanHorrors.com. I'm going to extend the sale for no shipping costs within the continental United States for another week. The deadline was going to be October 3rd, but you guys are hearing this a day late. So I'm going to string it on for another week. So you've got until, I don't know, October 13th for this sale to get free shipping on the Soska Sisters Count Crazy Craig American Horrors t-shirt that's double-sided. Well, guys, if you go to hauntedhollywoodsports.com to get your tickets, use the code word AMHORROR2014. That's AMHORROR2014. And you're going to get about $9 off of general admission for the park. So if you go to hauntedhollywoodsports.com, AMHORROR2014, you're going to get a kick-ass discount. I'm doing good, man. I'm excited about October's here. We had John Borowski on the hour-long Heart Attack. We just talked to him before we're recording this. We had a lot of fun. I saw that Amanda was reposting the interview we did over there for Nightwatch Radio with Odorous Ungerus from GWAR, the late Odorous Ungerus, and it's pretty goddamn good. And American Horrors is doing really good, too, man. The ratings for American Horrors have been really good. Our network is doing well, very strong. We got the AmericanHorrors.com website revamped thanks to our web mistress. Thank you, Cassandra, for doing such a good job. I'm just full of beans, man. I'm just happy as hell. What's going on with you today?
Today, I'm trying to stay conscious.
Yeah, that's right, guys. Josh is sick as a dog who's been punched in the face too often. I gotta tell you, I'm just so pumped. And here we are. We're supposed to be talking about bad news, but all I'm talking about is all the cool, good stuff happening. I'm really happy to have a t-shirt finally with some cool graphics and not just the logo. This shirt's pretty cool. I dig it. And it's a limited time only. This is the Haunted Hollywood Sports shirt, so it's a limited time only. I've been getting a lot of response from Serial Killer Culture online. A lot of people have been watching me in that documentary and responding to what I had to say, which is really cool. And we just signed a deal to have representation at MIPCOM, which is the television version of Con. You know, you see in the movies, everybody's reporting about Con. Well, this is for television, and we have actual representation. So I'm pretty happy. I'm heading into October, busy as hell. We're going to have cool guests all this month. We got David Quinn coming on. We got Joseph Michael Linsner, and I'm looking to nail down my next horror guest. I'm just not used to you being so quiet.
Yeah, don't get used to it.
Sniff, sniff, sniff. What the hell else can I talk about? You know, dude, I might as well talk about some news here. I might as well talk about these issues. I think I brought this up before. Here in California, we got a real problem. There are now private security goons. A mercenary task force has started going and raiding pot farms throughout California. Now, these guys are not law enforcement. They're not law officers. They are not pairing their raids up with the FBI or the DEA. It's not like there's a law enforcement officer on these raids. So what we have here in California now is exactly what Josh and I have talked about being terrifying. In the old days, you remember that movie? I'm gonna pull a Josh Hadley here. Hey, Josh, you remember that movie Conspiracy Theory with Mel Gibson?
Yes, I do.
And in that movie, wasn't Mel Gibson talking about unmarked black helicopters of these private security firms that worked for the government in secrecy? And they were doing all kinds of illegal stuff in America? And it's called conspiracy theory? Isn't this just like that, Josh?
Well, I don't think Captain Picard is out to kill us, but...
They fucking are, man. I want people to understand this. A private mercenary force that isn't necessarily working for the FBI, the DEA, or the local police is flying in with AR-15s, military gear, an ex-Air Force chopper with all the markings scraped off. So they're in a unmarked, there are no markings on this. When you guys fly a chopper around American airspace, you have got to have registration markings on the goddamn chopper in order to be allowed to fly in American airspace. So if you're a farmer and you see a bunch of dudes drop out of the sky from a black helicopter with military gear, how the fuck do you not, how do you know it's not Mexican cartels? How do you know it's not a mafia raid? How the fuck can regular Americans know who are these strangers flying into your property and just dropping in and doing a raid on pot farms? Now, Vice Magazine did an article on this, and they're trying to say to present this as a, oh, locals are just hiring a security firm to handle things on their property that the police won't handle. No, motherfucker, you need to put more pressure on the police to handle their business. They're saying that our police force that spends all its time tracking us regular citizens doesn't have the wherewithal or the means to take out these illegal pot farms. So they're going to turn it over to a private military force that isn't a law enforcement force. It's a private military force called LEAR. That's right, guys. It's L-E-A-R. LEAR's eradication operations may have unintended consequences. One source who commented on the condition of anonymity because he's not an authorized spokesman for his police department said, cops don't hold security guys in high regard. These guys are mercenaries. And there's no law enforcement with them. You've got a bunch of dudes with guns running around raiding these booby-trap pot farms. What's going on here? I mean, Josh, how do you feel about this shit?
Well, I mean, it sounds a lot like the Alex Jones, Jesse Ventura kind of, you know, HARP and all that kind of shit. But
it ain't HARP. This is a fucking real fact, Josh, with black helicopters flying onto private property with unmarked, uniformed people with automatic weapons, and that's a fact. So how is that an Alex Jones conspiracy when it's a fact that's happening?
Because for years, I remember back since the 90s, they've been talking about the unmarked black helicopter conspiracy that are there to do all these things. They've been talking about this since the 90s. And guess what?
It's true. It's fucking true, because I'm looking at a photograph of the black helicopter right here at vicenews.com. Paramilitaries are eradicating California's illegal marijuana grows. Now, I know I'm getting mad and yelling at you, Josh, but I don't mean to, because that's exactly the point, Josh. You made a very good point. We have been hearing disinformation about this in the media for years, and people like Alex Jones and people like Jesse Ventura and other folks have been calling out and saying, guys, we got a real problem. Pundits, oh, well, that can't be true. Let's make a conspiracy theory movie with Mel Gibson. It's just like that movie. You think maybe that movie had a point to why it was being made besides entertainment? There's major collusion between the CIA and America's Hollywood movie making machine. We just had a whole article here about an LA Times writer who's in collusion with the CIA and was running stories past the CIA to get their approval before they were printed in the LA Times. And we're talking about they would make suggestions and changes, and he was massaging the copy to make them happy with their political agenda. And it wasn't about reporting the news. So, Josh, you are right, man. You've raised a very good point. They've been talking about this for years, and now we see it's fact in the same way that the San Jose Mercury News reported in the 80s and in the 90s how the CIA was selling crack in Los Angeles, South Central, and they were doing it to help fund a revolution that was happening in South America. And everybody said that that was a lie and it was BS. And guess what? 20 years later, we find out it was all fucking true. So all these dudes have been talking about these black helicopters and these private security firms acting unlicensed in America. And now we find out it's all true. There are black helicopters in the air. Go read about it in the paper. It's true. They're flying all over California and they're raiding people and they're grabbing things and they're destroying private property. And it could happen to you.
your text away. If you get to plant your seed, silence, silence your sin.
Kat, do you have an iPhone 6?
I really don't, no. I would never own an iPhone.
Apparently, iPhone people are stupid. Because first of all, okay, if you just read something on the internet that seemed wrong and possibly dangerous, would you just go try it willy-nilly because, you know, the internet?
You know what? I have thrill issues, and I like to do some thrill-seeking, but I'm not a fucking moron. So
are you
going to
go thrill-seeking with a $600 piece of equipment?
No, and that's exactly why. It's so expensive.
4chan, God, those fucking idiots, they made up this flyer that they'd been distributing around the internet that says you can charge your cell phone in the microwave. And they've been distributing it. It looks authentic. And people have been destroying their new iPhones because of it. Because people, well, yeah, I mean, that it sounds good. They got the wording down right.
It really does look like, it looks legit. It looks like something Apple would release.
Except, if you think about it for a second, you go, wait a minute, that doesn't make any sense. Grade school, 7th grade science says that can't work.
Yeah, you know, like when you're taught by your parents not to put anything metal in a refrigerator or in the microwave when you're like 6, if not younger, that should be your first hint. You should go, yeah, my mom never let me put anything with aluminum foil on it in the microwave because it would blow up. Maybe I should not do that.
Also, the fact that microwaves and electricity, which is electricity is what's converted to be used to charge your phone, are so completely different. That would be like saying, if I rub my dick on this piece of paper, that makes it grow. And so people are blaming, oh, how dare the internet? Some people are suing Apple. Well, you didn't put out a disclaimer saying this wouldn't work.
And Apple's like, I'm sorry. I thought you guys were competent human beings who are allowed to own phones. Like, no, seriously. This is the dumbest. This is so dumb. This is levels of dumb that I am ashamed to share with the rest of the human race. Because
I actually had this planned as dumbest thing until you came up with the frozen one. This actually was dumbest thing. But it got knocked out.
This is legitimately really stupid. If you thought about it for like 30 seconds, you could come up with probably at least 8 solid reasons why you shouldn't do this. Not the least of which is, why would I put it in the microwave that cooks things?
Or the fact that just because I read it on the internet doesn't make it true.
Seriously, I don't believe anything that I read as an image on the internet until I can verify it in an article that I can trace back to, you know, the parent company or whatever.
CNET or something like that.
Seriously, if you're gonna, like, go, oh, Apple released this new thing and I just saw this on fucking Tumblr or something, I'm gonna go, let me go check Apple's website for a press release, which would make sense because that's what Apple does. And if you were dumb enough to put your phone in the microwave, I do not feel sorry for you. I simply cannot.
Speaking of dumb, let's go to our favorite state. What state am I talking about?
Are we talking about Florida?
We're talking about Florida.
All right, we're talking about Florida.
We're going to Gainesville, where 23-year-old Ashley Gabrielle Huff has spent the last 24 days in jail for SpaghettiOs.
Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs.
She was pulled over, and the police searched her car and found a spoon with, quote, suspicious residue on it. Thinking she was selling or cooking meth, they arrested her. She was held without bail. Pending the tests, it was dried SpaghettiO residue from her 2 kids. She just served 24 days for SpaghettiOs.
Now, I'm not a narcotics expert by any means, but does meth residue sort of resemble spaghetti sauce in any way, shape, or form?
Well, first of all, you're being way too generous by calling SpaghettiO juice anything even relating to spaghetti or sauce.
I was kind of making little quotation marks in my head.
Okay.
So I would like somebody to tell me, like, if somebody in the audience can shoot us some information about what meth residue might look like on a spoon, and if it in any way resembles SpaghettiO sauce, because I'm not sure that it does. I've never seen meth residue, but I'm pretty sure it doesn't look like that.
Well, I'm also going to say this right now as a parent. Anyone who has a kid has a spoon crusted in SpaghettiOs probably in their car. It just kind of comes with the territory, okay? So, go back a couple of weeks. Remember when we talked about the meth crystals in the Jolly Ranchers?
Oh, yeah.
Why do cops think everything is meth now? Has Breaking Bad broken the police culture in America?
Yes. Yes, it has. It really has. Like, I honestly think it's sort of like the CSI effect, where everybody now thinks that they understand how forensics. Proceedings work and forensics are and how fast you should be able to get lab results. And I think Breaking Bad has made everybody think that they understand enough about meth to be able to spot meth. They think that everything is meth. Like, no, seriously, there's still a lot of other drugs out there. I honestly don't know how prevalent meth is in the entire populace. I thought
SpaghettiOs meth was and Jolly Ranchers?
Like, and then to hold this woman for practically a month over nothing. You had no evidence. You had
like, SpaghettiOs. You had dried SpaghettiOs sauce.
Like, this woman should sue them for a lot of money, and she should win.
Trust me, she's planning on suing them for a lot of money. The defense that the police are putting up, they were acting in good faith. In reality, that's probably going to kill the lawsuit. Because police acting in good faith, 90% of the time, means that they can't be sued.
Acting in good faith would have been going, this could be, you know, if you fucking smelled it, you would be able to smell fucking SpaghettiOs. You wouldn't go, this sort of smells like wannabe spaghetti sauce and...
Or the fact that...
Noodles.
There was no other evidence. They found no other meth paraphernalia. They found she had no history. There was nothing other than this spoon to indicate that she might be having something to do with meth.
If we're going to arrest everyone who has a spoon in their car... We're going to have some serious problems because there are a lot of fucking slobs out there who keep a lot of stupid shit, including spoons, in their car. Like, what if you just had a lunchbox with a spoon in it? Like, seriously, this is
the
way over.
The chick would have a big problem with this. Let's move out of Florida and let's move into my lovely state of Wisconsin. Glenn Grothman, Republican state senator, who looks like he's going to be the next congressman from Wisconsin's 6th District, is about as crazy as you can get. He wants to eliminate weekends. He thinks anyone who tries to unionize is wrong. He thinks that anyone who protests is a college student and hanger-on just looking to have a party. He thinks people that don't want to work 7 days a week are, quote, a bunch of slobs. And he is a complete misogynist who thinks that women do not, to tie back into our first segment, women do not have the right to be paid as much as men because they are women. He is commanding a monster lead.
I can't imagine that if he told people he wanted to eliminate the weekend that people would vote for him, but apparently people are really fucking stupid.
He thinks days off work are, quote, a little ridiculous.
Says a guy who probably doesn't work 7 days a week because he's an official. Like, no, seriously, these people don't work.
He thinks sex ed will turn your kids gay. He thinks that sex education is part of the gay agenda. He thinks Planned Parenthood is racist. Quoting, he called Planned Parenthood the most overly racist organization in America. It does not like people that are white.
I believe the word you're looking for is the Republican Party.
And I'm quoting here, money is more important for men since they make all the decisions.
Wow, what a fucktard. Shame on people who are actually voting for this guy. Like, seriously, shame on you.
He thinks people who are on food stamps don't act poor enough. He thinks that people on food stamps, he sees them buying name brand foods. And no, you should only be on food stamps if, you know, you weigh 90 pounds because you literally are starving. He thinks that God is mad at John Kerry. He thinks that Kwanzaa is a conspiracy to destroy Christianity, and that affirmative action is offensive to white people because it's white people that run America. I told you, he's got a commanding lead. This is scary. We already have Imperial Walker running my state. Now this guy? Is Wisconsin becoming the next Florida?
Certainly this is not somebody who should be allowed to breed. much less run for office. This man should not be allowed to breathe, much less run for office. Please, please don't vote for this asshole. This man is so detached from reality that he should probably live in a bubble on another planet, preferably.
Well, speaking of the bubble, let's talk about evangelical Christians. A recent Pew study found that white evangelical Christians believe that they are an oppressed minority in America. and that they, quote, experience more day-to-day discrimination than blacks, Hispanics, Muslims, atheists, or Jews.
And they can say this because none of them are any of those things.
But here's the thing. Christianity is still the majority religion. They have the majority of land holdings. When I say the majority, I mean by a vast number. They make most of the laws. Most of the laws, as we pointed out on this show, I can't even count how many times, favor Christianity over all other religions. How fucking deluded do you have to be to think that you are the oppressed minority when you are the majority that's in control?
This goes to a certain level of brainwashing that takes place where you are constantly told that you are special and you are better and you are the chosen people of God, blah, 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 blah.
It's not the Jews were the chosen people.
Well, yeah, but you think Christianity thinks that they aren't the ones who are going to heaven? The Jews are the chosen people of God, but Christians probably don't think so. And then you go and you watch bullshit like Fox News, who constantly reaffirms the idea that you are somehow being persecuted because people want, I don't know, equality. And that's bad because equality means that somehow you're not as special. Equality between religions, between races, between all this other stuff means that people are suddenly going to have all the same rights as you. And how can they have the same rights as you when you're special and you're better because religion or whatever tells you so? And it's fear. It's just blatant fear of people with different religions and different ideas and different, oh, heaven forbid, different skin colors. Suddenly being equal to you, it's fucking blasphemous. And to have that constantly reaffirmed to you by your chosen news provider or, you know, whoever you hang out with that believes the same shit as you. I mean, a lot of the times, you know, Josh and Charlie and I, we just agree with each other all the time and it's just a fucking echo chamber. Sometimes it's a good thing. Sometimes it's a bad thing. Whatever. That's just what we believe. And that's what these people get. They get an echo chamber. They, you know, spend time with people who believe the same thing that they do. They interpret things the way that they choose to interpret them. And it just gets reaffirmed all the time.
Well, I think this is, it's culture shock. They have, as an organization, as an organized religion, they have been in control for so long that they see Islam being given equal status, atheism being given equal status, Jews, Wiccans. And this goes to race as well. They see the black population growing. They see the Hispanic population growing. That this is a culture shock. They're all of a sudden realizing that they're not the only fucking person that matters. And that scares them. This is fear. This is straight out fear. One of the things is, but it also helps them control their base. Almost 60% of evangelical Christians are on the undereducated side. People who did not finish high school, people who have not gone to college, people who do not know the actual way the world works. Part of that is due to Fox News and the Republican talking points of trying to suppress education. And I'm not saying this in a smart-ass tone at all. Christians tend to be uneducated. Now, what that says is that it's also a fear of losing your position, that these people are going to threaten me because they are educated, because atheists tend to be people who've gone to college. Christians tend to be people who've dropped out of high school. It's kind of an intellectual fear as well. These people are smarter than me, which means they're going to do stuff to me, which means I need to be an oppressed minority, because if I'm not an oppressed minority, then that means I'm the oppressive majority.
Right. And the whole Christianity has a built-in love of martyrdom. It's
kind of built into the Christ part.
It absolutely is. The idea of martyrdom being a good thing, being a holy thing, a devout thing, sacrificing yourself for the greater good. And I think a lot of religious people have a martyr complex where they sort of see themselves as more devout and more special because they are somehow oppressed, even they are the oppressors. And they see this shining, gleaming image of themselves as martyrs, and they make such sacrifices and yada yada yada, and it's just a bunch of bullshit.
And also the fact that of a myopic tunnel vision. Just this week, Ted Cruz, who it looks like he's most likely going to be the Republican candidate for president in 2016, okay? He said that the Democrats are a radical party that needs to be stopped. The Democrats! You have to be crazy to believe something like that. And I am not saying religious people are crazy. No. I'm saying if you think you are a persecuted religion by being a Christian, you are crazy. I think crazy plays a large part in this. There are social ills that create mental problems.
I think if you are a Christian and you see yourself as any kind of persecuted minority in the United States, then you are fucking insane that you have drank so much Kool-Aid of such a variety that you don't understand anything about how this country actually works. And the only way that you can actually see yourself that way is if you are absolutely never introduced to anything different. You don't have to go very far to see how other people are persecuted on a daily basis. To think that you experience more persecution than a black person or any kind of minority who can't get jobs because of their skin color, or an atheist who gets fired because they won't say, you know, the fucking Pledge of Allegiance at school or something, you know, shit like this is the stuff that they don't see happening because they don't see these things necessarily as being wrong, maybe.
It tells me that look at any oppressive regime, okay? Any oppressive regime, the oppressor never sees themselves as such. And they always see any kind of pushback as rebels. This is oppression, straight and narrow, that we are the majority. Keep in mind, they are still the majority by a vast majority, and they need to hold down anyone who is a threat to them. That is oppression by definition, isn't it?
Right. When you try to enforce putting religion in schools, you are oppressing people.
Science.
If you're oppressing science, for fucking sure. You're trying to force children to believe what you believe because you can't fathom the truth being anything else. And it's wrong. It's wrong, and you shouldn't do that. And that's why you don't see other religions doing that in this country, because other religions as they exist in this country generally sort of know better.
Christians, you're trying to stop ISIS from doing exactly what you want to do here. So on that note, hopefully Charlie will be back next week and not, quote, sick as fuck. But Kat, since you're the only one who's feeling good this week, where can people contact you virus-free?
Virus-free, you can find me over on Twitter at LabyrinthCat, and you can find me on Facebook.com/NerdistCat. And then you can also find me on my other show, Nerd to the Third Power. We're kind of sick as fuck, but in a totally different, we're like, wannabe cool way, over on That Guy with the Glasses under the podcast tab.
You can find me at 1201beyond.com. Contact me at 1201beyond@gmail.com. And just... yeah.
The rooms were so much colder then. My father was a soldier then, and times were very hard when I was young. When I was young, I smoked my first cigarette at 10, and for girls I had a bad yen. and I had quite a ball when I was young. So much stronger than I believed in fellow men, and I was so much older than when I was young. When I
Fuck is a 1201 Beyond production. Visit 1201beyond.com for more great shows.